With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The latest Israeli strikes across Gaza have reportedly killed at least 85 Palestinians.
The overnight strikes hit multiple homes. Hours later, the Israeli military restored a blockade on northern Gaza, including Gaza City, that it had maintained for most of the war. It warned residents against using the main highway to enter or leave the north and said only passage to the south would be allowed on the coastal road. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have been returning to what remains of their homes in the north after a ceasefire took hold in January. I'm Charles de Lesma.
Today, Hamas fired three rockets at Israel without causing casualties in the first such attack since Israel ended the ceasefire with a surprise bombardment on Tuesday. Senior military officials from countries across Europe and beyond, they are meeting outside London to flesh out plans for an international peacekeeping force for Ukraine as details of a partial ceasefire are being worked out. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump will sign an executive order today calling for the shutdown of the Education Department. This was a key campaign promise from the president. On this first day of spring, fires and blizzard conditions threaten a large swath of the country. Bernie Bennett.
Roughly 72 million people were under a wind advisory or warning, with winds gusting over 45 miles an hour, according to Brian Jackson, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center. Jackson said at this time of year, cold air lingering in the north collides with warm air from the south to produce strong, low-pressure systems. But he added that the latest weather was the third storm system to rapidly develop in recent weeks and bring high winds to a large swath of the U.S., a very active pattern since February. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Dow had 85 points, the Nasdaq losing 22. This is SRN News. A new report on the status of America's churches.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it reveals that 52% of Protestant congregations have been growing over the past 2 years versus 15% that have been declining and 33% that have plateaued, neither growing nor shrinking. Evangelical churches are more likely to be increasing in membership than mainline Protestant ones. The bigger the congregation, the more likely that it is growing, while smaller churches just keep getting smaller. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Methodist Church reports giving to denomination-wide ministries fell by about 13% last year to $91 million. The UMC is coming out of a years-long schism over its embrace of homosexuality that saw a quarter of its U.S. churches quit the denomination. Many joined a more conservative organization before the General Conference in 2024 removed its long-standing bans on gay marriage and ordination. This is SRN News. A food fraud in Minnesota.
A jury has found the alleged ringleader of a massive pandemic fraud case guilty for her role in a scheme that federal prosecutors say stole $250 million from a program meant to feed kids. Amy Bach was the founder of Feeding Our Future, a group that prosecutors say was at the heart of the plot. She was one of 70 defendants charged in the overall case, which prosecutors say was one of the country's largest frauds against COVID-19 relief programs. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities have taken into custody a longtime leader of a Los Angeles street gang who investigators say ran a mafia-like criminal enterprise. 58-year-old Eugene Henley Jr., charged in a federal complaint with a litany of federal crimes, including drug trafficking, conspiracy, and firearms offenses. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.